Simon & Schuster Audio presents Angela's Ashes, a memoir by Frank McCourt. Read by the author, with an introduction written and read by Jeanette Walls.
"Ah, a fellow sufferer," Frank McCourt said when we first met. "Let us share our epics of woe." We were appearing together on a panel, and I had been so nervous about meeting him. The great Frank McCourt, the legendary storyteller, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning bestseller Angela's Ashes, that I had barely slept. He noticed how flustered I was, and it seemed to amuse him. "It is true that I am a great man," he said, winking at me. "I know this because people ask my opinion on all manner of subjects, of which I know nothing." I don't remember what I said on the panel. Little, I hope. If you were lucky enough to meet Frank McCourt, the smart thing to do was to shut up and listen. Listen to the music, to the magic, because Frank McCourt's spoken words were, incredibly, every bit as exquisite as the words he wrote. And it was all the more extraordinary because, for the most part, Frank McCourt complained. He complained about everything, about drunken Irish men and pompous priests and pious nuns, about bullying schoolmasters and long-legged Episcopalians, about the way New Yorkers said, "stupid," about euphemisms and platitudes, about the fungus that grew inside his soggy childhood house in Limerick, about such ironies of fame as growing up hungry.